Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With so many streaming devices out there today, what sets Roku apart? Roku players are made for one thing. To get you the entertainment you want, quick and easy. That means a simple home screen with your favorites front and center, channels like iHeartRadio that launch in a snap, and curated selections of TV for when you only sort of know what to watch. Not to mention all the free TV you can stream, including over 300 free live channels on the Roku channel. Find the perfect Roku player for you today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
All-inclusive vacations make life easy with endless eats, bottomless drinks, and never-ending fun. So booking an all-inclusive vacation should be easy too, right? That's where Apple Vacations comes in. Book your all-inclusive getaway with Apple Vacations and receive exclusive perks at select resorts. You'll find the best deals at Riu Hotels and Resorts in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central America. And enjoy a selection of exclusive nonstop vacation flights. Turn on easy mode at applevacations.com or call your local travel advisor to get started. Visit applevacations.com or call your local travel advisor to get started.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. Americans have a love affair with their sports teams, their home sports teams, and not many cities love their home sports football team like the people in Green Bay, who actually own their football team and the legendary field that Vince Lombardi made famous, the iconic coach. I'm talking about Lambeau Field. This next story comes to us from John Elfner, a frequent contributor. Here to tell his story, a Lambeau Field story, is John Elfner.
I grew up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and there are sports towns, but Green Bay is not a sports town. Green Bay is a Packers town. 70s and 80s, when I was growing up, every Sunday that the Packers were playing at home, it was the biggest event of the year every time, which is a little surprising because the Packers weren't that good. They were the perennial 8-8 70s and 80s Packers. Green Bay's not big, and if you'd just be going around town, you'd bump into Packers. I remember playing a game of pickup football at the gym with John Anderson and Rich Wingo, our star linebackers. Ken Bowman, who was the center for the Packers in all those Super Bowls in the 60s, he was my freshman football coach. So that's what I mean when I say this was a Packers town. The Packers organization had a very interesting arrangement. The whole section of the stadium was a kids section. No parents in sight. It was just hundreds of kids between 5th and 8th grade. When you graduated from 8th grade, you had to give up your ticket. And the tickets were only $3.75. Going into the season in 1983, this is going to be my last year to have tickets in the student section. I was going to be too old after this. So the day comes, they release the schedule for all the home games for the Packers for the 83 season. And that third game, there it was. It was a Monday night game. And it wasn't just a Monday night game. It was a Monday night game at Lambeau Field against Joe Theismann's Washington Redskins. And we never got Monday night games. Nobody was interested in seeing us play nationally. And now we're playing the Washington Redskins, who won the Super Bowl the year before. And this is how it would work. All the kids would get dropped off at Lambeau Field, a little like getting dropped off at school. Our parents would let us out of the station wagon, and we all go marching in with tens of thousands of strangers around us. And that might sound odd, but you have to remember, this is Green Bay, and the Packers were the center of the community. Nobody worried about it. On my way in, I'd always grab a hot dog and a soda, and I head to my seat. As I'm going into my new seat in section 103, I stopped dead in my tracks. But it wasn't my seat that got me. It was what was next to my seat. It was a beautiful girl, and she was just my age. She had a great smile, blonde hair, angular 80s haircut, and she was wearing a baggy Packers sweatshirt. This was every eighth grade boy's dream, at least every eighth grade boy in Green Bay that year. And when she said, "Hi, my name's Jenny," I said, John. And then really quickly, I sat down and started eating my hot dog. Now, I don't remember much about that first game where I met Jenny. I'm not even sure if we won or lost. But I do remember Jenny. She went to a different school. I'd never met her before, and I'd never see her between games. The only time I was going to get to see Jenny was at home football games. So that Monday night comes. We're kind of expecting we're going to get crushed by the Washington Redskins. After all, they'd won the Super Bowl the year before. But it didn't really matter. We had this beautiful night, October 17th. It should have been cold and blustery, but it was about 60 degrees and clear. I was excited for the game, but I was a little bit more excited that I was going to get to see Jenny again. And I was going to get to see her at night. So I walk in. It's under the lights. The field is this luscious green. So I walk to my seat, hot dog in hand, and this time I'm ready. There's Jenny, and she says, "Hi, John." And I said, "Hi, Jenny." I take my seat next to her, and we start talking and laughing. Felt a little like playing hooky, and I'm 13 years old. This game doesn't even start till 8 o'clock. We're going to be out till midnight. The Redskins get the ball first, and on one of the early plays, there's a screen pass. And our linebacker, Mike Douglas, he hits the receiver. The receiver fumbles, and Douglas picks up the football, and he runs into the end zone right in front of me and Jenny. The scoring didn't stop there. Every time each team got the ball, for the rest of the game, they scored. It was like a boxing match. Packers would score. Redskins would answer. There'd be a field goal, another touchdown, just back and back and forth. And every time the Packers would score, Jenny and I would high five.
They love it in Green Bay.
With under a minute to go, the Packers are winning 48-47. But the Redskins get the ball in their own 26-yard line. If they get a field goal, the Redskins will win.
And all they need is the field goal.
5 yards here, 3 yards there. They're running out of bounds. They're stopping the clock.
First down at the 40.
This was horrible for the Packers, but part of me didn't mind it because every time something bad would happen, Jenny would grab my hand. The Redskins get the ball to the Packers' 21-yard line. It's going to be a 39-yard field goal.
3 seconds on the clock.
Jenny and I both knew about Mark Mosley, the kicker for the Redskins. He'd won the MVP in the Super Bowl the year before. There was no way this guy was going to miss a field goal. He's going to ruin my perfect night with Jenny. The ball is snapped. Jenny grabs my hand. Mosley kicks the ball. It sails through the air. Time stops. Jenny grabs my hand even tighter, and we watch the ball sail towards the goalpost and go wide right. It's no good. The crowd went nuts, and I look at Jenny. And she jumps towards me and gives me the best hug I'd ever received. I hug her as tight as I can, and in that moment I realized I love the Packers.
And you just heard a story from John Elfner, one of our regular contributors. He teaches history in Illinois, and you can tell he is a diehard Packers fan. We all have stories like this from some sporting event, a concert that brings us all together. What does it tell you about the city of Green Bay that they let 5th to 8th graders go out unsupervised and have an entire section to themselves? Boy, I would have been so depressed aging out of that. John teaches history, and this is a little bit of his own history, and a day he'll never forget. Hopefully we all have childhood memories like this, at least a few. By the way, our own Greg Hengler was at that game, too, as a 5th grader. John never saw Jenny again, but he still loves the Packers. And by the way, Jenny, if you're out there and you hear this story, we'd love to hear from you. John Elfner's story of falling in love at Lambeau Field, here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
You deserve to treat yourself, so turn your tax refund into a U fund and give yourself a Straight Talk Wireless Extended Silver Unlimited plan and get a new Samsung Galaxy A14 on them. You can get a great everyday value on wireless with Straight Talk's Unlimited plan starting at $25 a line per month for 4 lines. You'll save so much, you'll be enjoying that refund all year long. It's the refund that keeps on refunding. Find Straight Talk at straighttalk.com or at your local Walmart store.
Taxes and fees not included. Offer valid through 4/14/24 while supplies last. Online only. Must purchase a Straight Talk Extended Silver Unlimited plan to qualify. Limit of 5 phones per customer. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount.